Good morning, Grace Community Church. Today is Wednesday of Easter week. The Lord is with us. Are you a person of the cross and the empty tomb? We're going to hear about that from Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. You know, it's astounding that the central event of Christianity, the central message of the gospel, is the death and the resurrection of Jesus. On Monday, we read from 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul said, "The most important thing, that which is of first importance, is that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scripture, that He was buried, and that on the third day He was raised according to the Scriptures." Nothing has changed. That is still the central message, the most important thing, Christ's death and resurrection. And then yesterday from Luke chapter 9, we heard Jesus Himself say that His death and resurrection are at the very heart of the purpose and the work for which God anointed Him. Jesus came as the anointed one to do these things, to die and to be raised. He says this is the must, the divine appointment of God. Everything depends on this. In the Christian faith, the central message, which we call the gospel, the central figure, who is Jesus Christ, are located at the cross and the empty tomb. That's because Jesus came to actually do something. He came to do something for God, He came to do God's will. He came to do the work of God. And then He came to do it on our behalf, because God in Christ was doing what we can't do, save us. When Jesus came to do for God on our behalf, what He did is He died for our sins. He was the substitutionary death in our place. And then He was raised for our life, to give us spiritual life. The gospel is the message about Christ's work, not ours. There is no appeal in the gospel to our works. There's no appeal to our accomplishments, to our ability, to our righteousness. Not anything that we have done in the past or anything that needs to be done in the future. The gospel message, the message of Christianity, is Christ's substitutionary death on our behalf, Christ's life-giving resurrection for us. So we're saying that Jesus Christ is Christ of the cross and of the empty tomb. But you and I do enter the story. We enter the gospel message at the point of need, at the point of inability and unrighteousness. We don't contribute anything. We are the recipients. We receive everything. It's the gospel of grace. We enter the story at the point of calling, and it's a calling to faith. Faith in Jesus looks like following Jesus. It looks like becoming a person of the cross in the empty tomb. So that's where we want to read today from Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." Jesus just described the person of the cross in the empty tomb. He said, "If anyone would come after me," this is a person of faith, to come after Jesus, to see Jesus before us, to see Jesus as the one who was killed, who was raised, to see Jesus as the one who, through His death, forgives us of our sins, reconciles us to God, through His resurrection, grants us new life. To see Him, to see Jesus, then, is to trust Him. It's to receive Him. It's to come after Him. This is the life of faith. So He said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily." There's faith. It is dying to the self-dominated life, denial of self, no self-lordship, Christ's lordship. It is to die to the sin that Christ died for, take up the cross daily. It is to identify with Jesus. Faith is to become a person of the cross. The cross is the identity. The cross is the definition. The cross directs the life of the person of faith. "If anyone would come after me," Jesus said, "let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and then follow me." To follow Jesus is to live the life of Christ. It's to live the life that Christ raised us up to live. So it is to also become a person of the empty tomb. The person of faith is the person of the cross and of the empty tomb, the person of death to self, living unto Christ, living the life of Christ in his lordship. The following verse, Jesus then describes two different people. Whoever would save his life will lose it. So this is the person who doesn't identify with the cross, who doesn't identify with the empty tomb, the person who doesn't die to self, the person who doesn't put sin aside and self-lordship aside, but rather holds on to that, seeking to live his or her own life. This person will eventually, in the end, lose life. But the other person is the one who loses his life for Christ's sake. He will find it. This person turns. That's the word repentance. This person turns to Christ, to his death, to his life, to his work in faith, embraces the cross, embraces the empty tomb, and says, I will live my life unto Christ in faith in him. This is the person of the cross and of the empty tomb. These are the people of Jesus. So the question today is, which are you? Now let's not complicate things. The more layers we add to something, the further away we get from its center, from what is central. So let's don't layer up the call of Christ. For today, strip away all the complicated issues that you might be thinking about. Strip away all the self-imposed or other imposed expectations that might be in your mind. Strip away all the variations in the Christian community that may be confusing to you. Lay aside all the what-ifs and what-abouts. Now, some of that we may have to come back to deal with in the future as disciples. Some of it we may lay aside forever. But for now, it's just you and Jesus. And you're hearing him say to you, if you would come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Situate yourself right there before him. You're standing before his cross. You understand him to be the Christ of the empty tomb. You're hearing him say, repent, lay down your self-dominated life, turn from the sin which once defined you, trust in me, I will cleanse you, I will forgive you, take up your cross, embrace the empty tomb, receive new life, start to live in a new way under a new lordship, and follow me. It's just you and Christ. There's the call. I remember that call myself. I remember how powerful it was. I remember the months leading up to the time of following Christ, the wrestling, the what-ifs and the what-abouts and the stress even, the pressure of knowing that there would be a death in my life if I was going to follow Christ, the death to self. But having out before me, beyond that death, beyond that cross, having in my mind the realization that a new life was there, a new way of living, a new Lord, a new way, a new joy. And I remember, even though when I became a Christian, I was standing in a room with many people, maybe up to 50 people, but it felt like it was Christ in me. It felt like he was speaking directly to me. And by his grace and the awakening of his spirit, I became a person of faith, a person of the cross, a person of the empty tomb, and declared Jesus Christ to be Lord. Today, are you a person of the cross and the empty tomb? Take up this verse today from Luke 9:23. Think about it. It's Easter week. We're approaching the remembrance of the cross on Friday and the celebration of the resurrection on Sunday. But lay aside everything and just see you in Christ and hear him calling you and ask yourself the question, are you a person of the cross and the empty tomb? Father, awaken us. Awaken someone today to the beauty and the power and the love and the kindness and the mercy of Christ. Awaken someone today to the reality of the power of the cross. Move upon someone today to repent before Christ crucified and receive the pardon and forgiveness of sins. Move someone today to see Christ as the resurrected one and through faith to receive his life and to begin this day to live a new life unto him. This is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.